Joining me in the studio, well, we have the owner of the Blossom and Blooms, Michelle Schaefer. I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we also have an employee and daughter of Michelle, Ashley Schaefer, in the studio this morning. I want to say good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
Ashley said this is not her first time here. As a matter of fact, you were kind of reminiscing a little bit back in the day, St. Joe's Catholic Church, is that right? Or Catholic school you came in. We were trying to remember, was it Red Ribbon Week or just a visit to the station?
Yeah, something third or fourth grade. I can't remember.
Right. Well, welcome back years later. We wanted to talk to you a little bit, Michelle. We'll start off with you because you're celebrating kind of a milestone in business, as a matter of fact. Blossoms and Blooms is 6 years old, and that's this year, right?
Yes, actually today.
Today?
Today is our opening day 6 years ago.
All right. Yes. Well, that is very nice. Talk to us a little bit about 6 years ago, whenever you first got opened up for business and kind of what that was like, and maybe why you wanted to go into business for yourself.
Well, I used to work in the bridal industry, did a lot of silks and stuff, kind of took some interest that way. Store closed. I went to another florist, kind of got my background there. And then opportunity opened for me to do my own thing. So we decided that we were going to open up Blossoms and Blooms and found a building, and in 5 weeks we were open and ready for business.
Wow. Tell us where the building is at and kind of how you chose that location, if you will.
Well, it's a bigger building. It's at 207 West Monroe Street. A lot of people remember it as the old Ertl Mercantile Building. We occupy the center of that. It was the better opportunity of the buildings that were open, so we just decided to grow into that one versus switching locations and stuff. So, and we have grown into it. When we first opened, it was very empty.
We knew we wanted to be on the square so we could partake in all the downtown activities and fun things.
Very nice. Now, you work at the shop, Ashley, is that right? Have you worked there from the very beginning?
I have not.
Nope.
I lived in Illinois at the time, so I would come home and play at the shop while Mom watched the grandbabies, and I moved back home 4 years ago, and that's when I kind of stepped in.
A welcome addition, welcome help, I'm
sure. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about surviving 6 years in business, because most businesses, they say, will go out within 5 years. And I know it can be a struggle, especially being a local business, you know, and a small mom and pop shop.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about surviving a business and how it's been. The pandemic also came along and hit you. And how did you survive that?
The pandemic was really hard. We obviously had to have our doors closed, but we would take phone orders. We would send things to people at the nursing homes because they were locked in and stuff. So we made it through. It was really hard because we couldn't get a lot of supplies that we normally would get on a regular basis. Supply and demand was just terrible. And when they closed ports, we weren't getting flowers because all the flowers are shipped in, like from Ecuador and places like that. So the pandemic was hard. I think just getting your name out there, you know, kind of getting established and stuff it's always a hard thing, but Mexico's been very welcoming. They really have.
Very nice. Has the supply chain kind of cleared up a little bit now?
It's a little better, depending on the product, really.
Yeah.
The flower world, I think, is harder to get a hold of sometimes. But
it's changed.
Yeah.
The pandemic definitely changed some of the way we were able to do things. Some of the things they just completely quit making.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
quit during pandemic and they never started back up. So.
Wow. Talk about employees. Is it just you two working the
the
business?
No, we have a good little crew.
Yeah. Big crew.
most of them work 1 to 2 days a week. But we have, seven, eight part-time?
And then on the holidays, we have upwards of 14 to 16 of us running the shop. And we're doing on Facebook right now, we're doing a get to know your florist. So if you really want to get to know us, you can hop over there and we're highlighting a different one each week. So
all right, Blossoms and Blooms Facebook page is where they will go to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to kind of find out, what are some of the bigger days for Blossoms and Blooms as far as holidays go? Would it be Mother's Day? Is that the big one, if you will?
Valentine's and Mother's Day and prom.
Okay. Yeah.
And of course, we're gearing up for Mother's Day. Mother's Day will be, we'll celebrate, we'll deliver next Saturday the 11th. So it's time to get your orders in, you know, and kind of prepare. We'll have hanging baskets and stuff. Valentine's is huge for us, obviously. Everybody wants to send to their loved ones and stuff. So Valentine's is big. And proms. We do a lot for the proms.
For sure. What's the vision? Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Miss Missouri.
Miss Missouri. And that's coming up in June. So
yes.
Wow, that'll be another busy week, I'm sure. At least a couple of weeks.
It
so
is.
What's the vision for the future for being here in Mexico? Do you plan on staying in the same location? Do you plan to expand? What are kind of some
we
of your thoughts?
We are expanding right now with the celebration of our sixth birthday. We have brought in, I would guess, 5-6 new product lines. We continue to want to grow for Mexico. We want to be there long term. Plan on staying in our local store, or, you know, our spot. But we have brought in what? Inspiration. We've done a bigger food line. We've done.
You have food as well?
We have a lot of like snacky type stuff. So snack mixes, Harry and David, a chocolate line that is to die for. We have a new fun little drink line. You can make it with alcohol. You can make it non-alcoholic. We've brought in a lot and we completely redid the showroom. So
it's
a whole new store when you walk in.
And like the food stuff that we've brought in, the snacks and stuff, they're great for gift baskets to send to somebody that's shut in, has had illness or whatever. A lot of people call and they're like, I don't know what to send to my husband. These things are perfect.
Very nice. Well, I want to say congratulations for being in business for 6 years and want to thank you both for stopping in and celebrating with us this morning.
We appreciate you asking.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.